Yeah, there are quite a few people in the remote participation, so we may have more people remotely than we do in person. All right, I think I'm gonna go ahead and leave the door open because it provides a little airflow and it's getting warm in here. So I think we're gonna go ahead and get started. There's an hour scheduled for this session. My name's Greg Rattray. I'm ICANN's Chief Internet Security Advisor. And this session is one now we've done a couple times previously. It's becoming kind of a regular part of at least how the ICANN security staff keeps a dialogue going with the community about the nature of our activities. Really, as a dialogue, it's not a public consultation. It's a mechanism for us to inform and to receive feedback on the types of programs and activities we have underway. So with that, I hope to do the slides. I have about 10 slides in about 20, maybe 25 minutes. I'm going to pose a question first, though. And can you communicate via the remote participation with the people in the room? The first few slides have to do with the strategic initiatives that ICANN plans to launch on security. And we've had a lot of discussion of that this week. Could I take a poll of people in this room, and then, Yuri, if we could take a poll of people on the remote chat about how many people have actually, gone over the strategic, been in sessions where the strategic initiatives were reviewed. So raise your hand if you've seen a review of the strategic initiatives. It doesn't look like anybody here has, so I think it's worthwhile to do that. If, 8 out of 10 people had already heard the story, I'd probably modify the amount of time I spent on it. Any feedback from the remote participation? All right. I'm going to assume that there's some congruence between the type of people who are in this session in person and the people on remote participation, and we didn't have a lot in remote participation in the initiative's consultation. So with all that said, I am going to spend some time here at the start reviewing the two major strategic initiatives that we've put in play and are asking for public comment on. So we posted for public comment last month a paper that describes two strategic initiatives and a longer paper that describes the business case for a domain name system, Computer Emergency Response Team, or CERT. The background for those initiatives, we can go into greater or lesser depth, but the growing risks of domain name security and resiliency, things like the emergence of the Conficker worm, where ICANN and many TLD operators were involved, ICANN mostly in an information sharing mode, the DNS registries involved in a much more operational fashion in making responses to a portion of the malicious code that was part of the Conficker. It's part of the Conficker malware that had spread, and that activity continues. But it's a good example of how the domain name system can become at least part of a mechanism for the spread of large amounts of malware. The Conficker worm is estimated upwards of 5 million infected computers as we speak. Also, we've seen clearly increased evidence of domain hijacking, both through social engineering as well as technical exploits. And one of the things that has occurred in this hijacking is it comes in spates. Hacker groups realize that certain types of vulnerabilities exist in registries or registrars, and they go in a structured sort of campaign to hack those vulnerabilities. And the word doesn't necessarily spread as easily as it could related to those activities to allow people to effectively protect themselves in advance from what has been seen previously in other similar sorts of situations. What we have had, particularly in the DNS annual symposium that we started last February in Georgia, at Georgia Tech, was growing community calls for some sort of systemic domain name system security planning and response. This was also highlighted in a number of the Conficker after action discussions that have been had and even the formal reviews of that contingency. And, The idea is that many of these threats now require a capacity for the community to inform all of its constituent players as to what is the nature of these threats, and then also to link particular operators potentially to security organizations that have the resources to help deal with these threats. ICANN has undertaken signing something called the Affirmation of Commitments back in the beginning of October of last year. One of the major areas of those commitments is security, stability, and resiliency. One of the particular commitments that ICANN makes is to coordinate contingency planning for the domain name system security and resiliency. So one of the initiatives is specifically pointed at that. And then operational good practice tends to indicate if you have a contingency plan, you need to have the ability to pull together a response. And I think a DNS cert is part of the picture about how you actually provide for response in contingencies. And then these initiatives were called for as part of the ICANN strategic plan. One of the things that's important to note is that the organizational models and resources approaches, particularly to the DNS cert, are not determined. Both initiatives come with a price tag that is identified in the paper, but exactly who pays the bills, and in particular with the cert, how it's organized, is not defined. It's open for community input. We knew very much that there were varying views about the proper way to do that and how to organize both governance and resourcing. So that is an open question that we hope to get feedback on. So the first initiative deals with the need for systemic risk analysis, contingency planning, and exercises. We very much see this as a community-based effort, not, you know, run out of ICANN, supported by ICANN, you know, as in many cases, you know, providing the right staff both analytically and logistically in order for a community-based effort to undertake both the creation of a risk framework as well as its we believe that it's necessary to undertake regular risk assessments at the systemic level as to the security and resiliency risks of the DNS. One of the things that came out of the root scaling study that was issued last summer that's still under consideration by the ICANN's SAC and RSAC, that probably should say root operator information sharing system, but that it would be very useful as one understands risks to the root system in particular, to have an information sharing of those operators more fully with the community, and we would in part want to address that through this initiative, as well as contingency planning based on key scenarios. Again, this was specifically called for in the affirmation of commitments that ICANN is a party to, and in general, the notion that we've identified the key risks and then conduct planning as a community on how we would address those risks. Again, this is an initial concept. You know, the specifics of what constitutes a DNS contingency plan would certainly need to be worked out. And then finally, you know, when you have contingency plans, you need to conduct exercises. One, you need to understand whether the commitments made in plans, you know, the practical operational people can follow through on simply talking to each other, let alone conducting activities outlined in a contingency plan. Having my operational experience indicates that this is an essential part of actually ensuring that you can do the things that you need to do in difficult situations. One thing I do note on the slide is this would build on existing efforts. There is a growing amount of exercise activity that either involves a domain name system or domain name system operators are conducting on their own, and we think we need to map that and figure out if there's additional efforts that might be necessary. We've also issued, an initiative that relates to the formation of a domain name system cert. Given the vigorous feedback I've received over the course of this week, I do want to make clear that this is not, again, considered necessarily something that ICANN would staff or be run by ICANN, but the question on the table is, does the community need the creation of some sort of organization that provide mechanisms to provide cert-like functions? Rod Beckstrom, ICANN's CEO, very much has directed me, at least in the formation of these initiatives, that the label of cert is the right label in terms of getting policymakers and governments who maybe need to understand, the organizational model for what the domain name system, community is doing in terms of organized, structured response. He thinks that label resonates better than, you know, a title that isn't as clearly well-branded as, you know, like Collaborative Response Center was another label we considered. But, Rod's take was that would be less clear to outside stakeholders exactly what that meant. That people know what certs are, they know what the domain name system is, and therefore it's pretty, you know, they can think through on their own what a domain name system cert might be. The question is, however, you know, what form should that take? What missions and capabilities would that provide that aren't already provided? It is clear to us, the business case makes clear that we understand that there are a number of organizations conducting these sorts of activities already. Many of those are volunteer, few of those are standing, not all of those, I mean, many of those don't deal with incident response, but they provide very important capabilities in terms of a structured incident response capability. Few, if any, have a global focus and reach to the less resourced operators. One of the voices we've heard strongly is that in areas such as this area, where we held a workshop last week in conjunction with CERT, that the operators of CCTLDs in this area need a bridge to the types of security resources that some of the better resourced and security-aware domain name operators have. The operational focus, we believe, should be determined by the stakeholders, both the operators in the domain name system and then the collaborators we would have in the cybersecurity community, and how this CERT would fit into existing activities and provide value added. So, we plan, as I've been discussing this week, a workshop in early April with representatives of hopefully most, if not all, of the stakeholder groups that we think are important, run them through, some key contingencies that we believe would involve, activities for a DNS cert and understand where it fits into the existing ecosystem in terms of DNS security. Again, this is we've issued a DNS CERT business case. Yuri Ito, who, for those in the room, is to my left on the ICANN security staff, has really been the point person on this effort and will remain so as we work through the public comment on it. So, as I've mentioned, on these two security initiatives, we're seeking feedback. We discussed it in a focus session. I also discussed it at length with the Governmental Advisory Committee. I will say that the feedback on Monday, there was a lot of concern that we needed to make sure that this fit well with the existing set of efforts, that the funding model and the relatively large bill, which was tagged at $4.2 million for a year, the initial year of operation, that were, why is that bill at that level? Get more granularity on the specifics of staffing and operations and infrastructure that require that level of effort. Again, we plan to do that in a relatively rapid fashion and hope to have more detail on the table in preparation for the Brussels meeting. With the GAC, there was a generally more supportive notion that where the real challenge from their perspective was how this fit with existing national level certs, and we plan a considerable amount of continued dialogue in how national level certs fit with the notion of a domain name system cert. And again, we certainly need to address the organizational and funding approaches. So for the security team and ICANN, conceptually, a lot of our effort, especially the last 3 months, has really been around the initial consultations about how this might work, articulating that and putting them out for public comment. And we, I think, intend and will need to spend a lot of our effort in the near term with the community about whether these are the right things to do and how, if so, what is the right way to do them. However, I do also want to turn to a broader set of things and just, again, inform the community about the types of things that we've got ongoing. For those who've been tracking kind of ICANN's activities in this realm, and particularly its public articulation of those activities, we last year formulated the first version of what's called the ICANN Plan for Enhancing Internet Security, Stability, and Resiliency. It went through a public comment period. It was approved by the board at the June session. This has now become explicitly the basis for the affirmation of commitments review. The review will involve seeing what was in the plan. Did we accomplish what we said to do? We did in the plan. is the plan, again, by an outside independent review, properly focused on the right activities for ICANN? So for myself and my staff, and then across the ICANN staff and to the board, making sure that we get this plan right in terms of our role, not overscoping it, whether we can execute on the commitments made in this plan is a major focus. We'll be working on that in the upcoming trimester, and this will also be out for public comment with the notion that it'll be part of what the board reviews, hopefully the board approves at the Brussels meeting as well. Turning a little away from planning and initiatives, we started last year, as I mentioned, an annual Domain Name System Security, Stability, and Resiliency Symposium. This year, that was conducted in Kyoto about a month ago. This one focused on measuring the health of the domain name system, where really about 50 expert participants. It's an invitation-only working session, not a conference where there's information dissemination, but you go in with a kind of predisposed agenda and workshop sort of notion. We really focused on what are the key parameters for DNS health, and then baselining for those parameters, you know, the sets of metrics and measurements that are occurring in different organizations, what's well covered and understood, what's almost not covered at all and ill understood. That will be documented in conference proceedings that we are currently reviewing with the steering committee for that and the participants at that session. Hopefully get that out within the next month probably. It will be posted on the ICANN website for everybody's visibility, and probably, you know, even kind of a continued sort of feedback on, you know, this particular aspect of the problem. In the sense that, you know, we need to do risk analysis and contingency planning, obviously being able to measure where we're at in terms of health and security is a fundamental precondition to doing that well. We're also developing a set of key contingencies, you know, as called for by our strategic plan and the affirmation of commitments. We plan very much to try to drive those into the efforts that we're doing on response and exercise planning, both with the community at large as well as when ICANN does its own internal continuity exercises. We had an IANA continuity exercise recently where we projected an outage to the IANA services. And then finally, there is many are not as aware, except for the GTLD registry people themselves. We have a GTLD continuity plan, which, the real focus of that is if different sorts of failures or disruptions occur to services in a GTLD registry, you know, how do we ensure that registrants are protected in terms of, you know, their data being transferred effectively to somebody else so that they stay in play in the domain name system. It's probably, you know, a forward-leaning effort in terms of a broader sort of notion of what is domain name system continuity and resiliency mean. So for those who are interested, we can, you know, either discuss it further or I can point you to the right place in the ICANN website to take a look at where we're at with GTLD continuity planning. Looking at the formation of new GTLDs, there's getting to be about a year-long history. About a year ago at the Mexico City meeting, four overarching issues related to the formation of new GTLDs were documented. One of those was, you know, the potential for increased malicious conduct as we bring on new GTLDs. My team, as well as others on the ICANN staff, particularly in the registry services staff, have been involved in a dialogue with the community about what sort of measures could be put in place as we bring new GTLDs on board that would help mitigate the potential for malicious conduct. Some of those measures are already included in the current version of the draft applicant guidebook. So for the new GTLD aficionados, that's version 3. We're currently working on input that would be included in version 4, the intent being that version 4 will be out for comment prior to the Brussels meeting. So some of the things that are already considered requirements in what we call the DAG are the requirement for registries to implement DNSSEC at the start of their operations, prohibition on wildcarding, which is a recommendation from the ICANN Security Stability Advisory Committee, as well as requirements for background checks on registry applicants, so that, you know, the notion that a registry, we have some idea of who is running a registry in addition to the actual operations of a registry. There are two major working groups ongoing. We just finished a consultation in this room on the working group, not the work group, but related to zone file access. The notion there being in the generic top-level domain space, registries are required to provide access to their zone files. However, with 10 registries, you can do that one-on-one with the set of people who want access to that zone file. People like law enforcement and incident responders trying to deal with malicious conduct are concerned that if the number of registries increases to 200 or so, you know, just pick a large number, that having separate agreements with a large number of registries to get access to zone files is a less scalable proposition, and that hopefully that, you know, with ICANN helping coordinate, that some sort of common way to access zone files and GTLD registries can be created. So this working group has made a lot of progress. They've put four models on the table for consultation, and hopefully we'll be making recommendations about which approach and the cost of that approach and a governance approach to zone file, centralized zone file access will occur. We also have put out a concept paper back in the fall about establishing a voluntary high security TLD verification program. The notion here, and this was actually put out consciously as not just new GTLDs, but how does one determine what the right set of controls would be in a TLD? So the registry would obviously be the responsible party, but it would also include obligations in that TLD for registrars and even potentially registrants related to both vetting the types of people that had those roles within a given TLD, as well as technical and operational controls about the formation of zone files and the publication of zone files, with the idea, and this was really brought to us by the banking and finance community, that in certain industries or sectors that there needs to be confidence and an increased level of trust surrounding the operation of a given TLD. So we have a technical expert advisory group working on that. The notion is to really have them focus on the potential lists of controls, which are more cost-effective, which are already existing within other sorts of efforts, and then bring that back for a determination of whether such a program should be constituted, what ICANN's role in such a program would be. Moving to another area, really some of the operational activities and capacity building that we're doing in relation to the increased risks and threats that we've experienced. One of the things that we've spent more time on over the last 6 to 9 months is working closely with FIRST, the Global Forum on Incident Response and Security Teams, as well as National CERTs. Our notion here is that the first line of assistance for a CCTLD operator or domain names, somebody that's got a domain name system security problem, may well be a CERT, in many cases should be a CERT at the national level, or potentially even an enterprise level in a given context, but that some in the CERT community, and I understand that business models differ, and we've had discussions with people that are in the room here in Nairobi, some CERTs are tightly tied with their TLD operators and are very aware of DNS security concerns. Other CERTs, even in relatively well-resourced portions of the globe, have much less awareness of the types of malicious activity and technical concerns that have to do with DNS security. So growing the understanding of the CERT community about domain name system issues, we believe, presents a scalable approach to how ICANN provides value in the security and resiliency realm. For example, we just conducted a joint session here in Nairobi. We had 35 students, most of whom were associated with either, internet more broadly or TLD operations specifically. In East Africa, there's both efforts at the national level, but they're looking towards the formation of an East African computer emergency response team. So we gave them 4 days of training, both on the creation of CERTs, but also on technical level challenges to include DNS security technical challenges. We do plan a survey in the near term on how CCTLD operators are working with national CERTs, just really to get a baseline on how well that's going. And where the gaps might be as we try to focus our efforts in trying to build a national cert capacity related to domain name system security. And then there is going to be a DNS security workshop at the first general meeting in June. Yuri, what's the date for that workshop? We're going to confirm this before I misspeak. We think it's the 13th of June?
It's
13th. So on 13th... So on Sunday, June 13th, in Miami, which is where the first general meeting is this year, there will be a one-day workshop on DNS security, again, with the focus of teaching the CERT community, you know, first community, more about DNS security issues. This builds on a series of, you know, briefings and other sorts of, you know, collaborations we've had with that community in the past 6 to 9 months. We do... operationally continue collaboration as part of the Conficker working group and are trying to be involved in lessons learned efforts from that effort and some of the follow-up efforts that are going on in terms of trying to mitigate botnet formation and actually, you know, our particular role really being focused on abuse of the domain name system by botnets for command and control. And then... again, Yuri here to my left is the lead for us in terms of security. Our security team, we do have an incident reporting mechanism. This is really kind of a precursor, hopefully, to some sort of more structured, ongoing incident response capability. But we have a mechanism for those in the community if they think there are systemic DNS security incidents. A challenge for us and a challenge for anybody who sets up a CERT is really what the lower bound of incidents you know, the domain name system is so fundamental to the Internet that almost any hacking incident to some degree involves a domain name system. Really, ICANN's concern is at the level of systemic issues that involve the DNS, the Conficker level abuse, attacks on DNS operations, particularly at the TLD and root level. In terms of training programs, we've got some collaborative efforts. Really, the main one has focused on working with the regional TLD associations, all of them, so Center in Europe, AFTLD here in Africa, Latin American TLD Association, obviously in Latin America, the Asia-Pacific TLD Association, and have sponsored a series of attack and contingency response workshops really focused on the managerial level, which is threat awareness and contingency planning. In the last 6 months, you know, we've done one in Seoul, Korea, and did one recently just a few weeks ago in Amman, Jordan. I don't have at my fingertips the number of these sessions that have occurred, but they've been going on for approximately a year and a half, and I think the number is somewhere in the 8 to 10 of the ACRP workshops that we've done. We've also initiated a joint technical training program for registry operations with ISOC. ISOC really focused on, you know, the registry operations at the basic and advanced level, and then the ICAM piece of this is really focused on the security level of this, where we've just started sessions. So we've had them in Santiago, Chile, Dakar, Senegal, and here in Nairobi. We ran a separate session than the one I previously referenced. The Nairobi one was a good example, about 25 attendees representing 8 CCTLDs. So, you know, in the last 6 months, I know for sure that we've reached over 100 people working in DNS CCTLD operators in 41 CCTLDs around the globe. Woo, I skipped the last slide. And then, you know, not a huge focus area, but there's obviously a growing interest in just ICANN explaining what it is doing in this role, as well as the limits of its responsibilities and roles. As I've mentioned, we're working very closely with regional TLD associations to try to explain, you know, those things. You know, they have been fundamental to our consulting on the DNS CERT concept. We also work closely with ICANN's global partnerships team to enhance their regional outreach activities. For example, we've participated in an Interpol workshop that's really focused on, you know, combating cyber crime, but really, again, our limited role was, you know, the domain name system's potential for facilitating abuse and how ICANN plays a role in trying to understand and, you know, limit that. We also have been part of what's called the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation, more usually referred to as the APEC, telecommunications and information working group, again, providing them information about what they're doing as they raise their understanding of what's going on in the cybersecurity realm. And then we have a MOU with a Russian organization called the Institute for Information Security Issues, which holds an annual forum in April in Garmisch, Germany. So we are, again, co-sponsoring a day-long session with them, probably about, when is that? It's the 12th and 13th, I believe, of April in Garmisch. Again, just trying to, you know, explain to a more global audience, you know, what ICANN does related to cybersecurity. Again, not that we solve global cybersecurity issues, but that we are part of the collaborative, you know, set of organizations involved there. So with that, I probably ran longer than I wanted to, and I also talked pretty fast because I wanted to explain the initiatives up front. So I will conclude my remarks here and go ahead and take questions from either people in the room or you'll monitor people in the remote participation regarding any questions. I will stop. Questions in the room?
My name is Alex Gakuru from Kenya. Thank you very much for that nice presentation. First of all, I want to ask, in lieu of some of the DNS abuse or DNS level threats that you have been addressing here, I would have been happy to hear sort of like the Kaminsky flow, maybe what any update on that. I've been following it. It's of interest to see the progress. And the number two thing is that, bearing in mind that I've been involved and somehow I still continue being involved in East Africa policy development with governments, the regulators in Kenya and East African region, the workshop you had, whether there were any government people or just students, they did not say their affiliation. Because I'm wondering whether it was the private sector, because then I'm aware that there was at some point I was asked to try and think of how I can assist with a SAT.
Okay.
And that would be a very good entry point, which leads me to my last question, is how can one get involved in what you're doing so that they can continue being updated? Thank you.
So I'll maybe take those in reverse order. You know, in terms of what we're doing, you know, we have a security team portion of the ICANN webpage. We'll provide you where that is. You know, the thing that we need a lot, you know, that's most helpful from my perspective, and you're welcome to give yours, is that, you know, we put these concepts into play. We try to create a dialogue with the community. We need feedback. So when you see things related to security, you know, that are going on in ICANN, A, from our perspective, we could use your feedback. If that includes, you know, I need this sort of information, you know, we might tell you this sort of organization provides that information, or we may see that as something that ICANN can do. Moving back up your list of questions. Yuri, the question was the attendees at the just-held workshop, you know, first ICANN workshop, how many, were there governmental representatives there, private sector representatives there? I think that the request is to try to link into what's going on with some of that.
So it was 35 participation from East Africans, mostly government representatives and regulators and also Kenyan registries. And some private industry as well, but these are invitation-based and invitation letter by sent by CCK. So it was handled by the local Kenyan.
Right. Maybe the easiest thing is to put him in contact with Vincent and Michael, you know, to follow up on who was participating and, you know, and how you can get engaged. So I've managed to lose in the fray of moving back up the queue. What was the first question? Oh, Kaminsky. So for those, I hope that many in the session are aware, back in the summer of 2008, Dan Kaminsky announced he actually had worked for months previously with people that do DNS software implementation, certs, vendors, a vulnerability to to most basic implementations of the DNS protocol. That vulnerability allows for something that's generically known as cache poisoning, which allows one to basically gain control over how DNS resolution occurs and misdirect DNS resolution. Grave opportunities for phishing, very difficult to detect, certainly at the user level. So you could be misdirected to a phishing site that looks very much like the site you thought you were going to, download malware, a lot of potential for malicious abuse. The principal mitigation, systemically for that is the institution of DNSSEC, right? So that effort goes on. I actually realized when I made this presentation, ICANN is working at DNSSEC implementation at the root level. That's proceeding. It's hoped that by July of this year that will be fully available. That's just the start of a much longer systemic process of, different portions of the DNS resolution tree enabling DNSSEC and working through its implementation, down to the user and enterprise. Both enterprises and individual users have to, basically enable, DNSSEC in order to stop that cache poisoning, through that particular mechanism. We can get. Again, ICANN's particular role is on that root zone signing, and we're doing that in conjunction with VeriSign and NTIA. Oh, the other thought that was in my head is that we've historically also provided a lot of information on just good practice with DNSSEC implementation. There's a DNSSEC implementation working group. They held a workshop. I don't know if you were able to attend. That workshop was actually this morning, but at every ICANN meeting, there's a workshop on DNSSEC implementation. We can certainly get you the link to the DNSSEC implementation web page, basically, if that's useful to you. Okay, that was a long answer to one one set of questions. Anybody else in the room? Questions?
Thank you first for this very quick outlook and very clear as well. My question relies on, I was reading the affirmation commitment paragraphs that are referred to when discussing about this initiative. And it's true they're very broad. They basically say, what is ICANN doing? The review will be on what is ICANN doing for DNS security. My concern is that within the ICANN community, we only have a very partial view of the DNS system. A lot of the DNS is actually handled by ISPs,
right.
Not here.
Yep.
Browser software editors, not here either. And I haven't seen in your documents how you reach out to them.
So, good and bad here, right? The bad is it's not structured yet. Maybe the little more good is a growing awareness that we need to do that in a more structured fashion. One of the ways we learned that is, our participation in the Conficker situation involved parties, from vendors. Microsoft actually led that, because it was their software that had a vulnerability that allowed Conficker to kind of get a toehold and propagate. They also, obviously, the stub resolvers that Microsoft puts in its various software are a big part of how users, experience the DNS. Certainly with the bigger vendors like NL NetLabs and ISC for Bind, we have an ongoing dialogue with them. One of the ways we hope to put some more structure to them is to get all those stakeholders involved in the DNS cert. The working group we have planned is going to involve ISPs, is going to involve software, vendors that are focused on DNS applications to try to get a more mature approach to this as a system as opposed to, again, ICANN's limited view tends to be about root operations and TLD, registrar operations. So, again, that is a work in progress. I think it's a point well taken. We'll see how we do on the review, which starts in October of this year. But, we're trying to make progress there. Any questions from the chat room? Okay. I will give those who are out there in remote participation another 30 seconds to a minute or so to try to, you know, come up if there's a question that we want to field from remote participation. And then anybody in the room, any questions? I don't see really any. So unless we see something in the chat room here momentarily, I think we're going to call this session concluded. I appreciate everybody attending. Again, we got one specific set of follow-ups we'll do here. But again, if you go to the ICANN webpage and you click down through the it's a one-click through the different staff organizations. There is a security team webpage. It's not the most advanced at this point, but we're working on it. So please feel free to contact us either as individuals or through that webpage if you have any concerns. Thank you.